For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In May of next year, University of Memphis President M. David Rudd will take a long sabbatical and then return to teaching. His leadership since 2014 has been called transformative. This year, the university could potentially achieve a prestigious new designation as a top-tier research institution. With us today is Dr. Rudd. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, happy to do so. Thanks.
So UT Knoxville and Vanderbilt are currently the only two Tennessee universities with the highest level research designation in the realm of America's universities. You have wanted to change that, and this year is when U of M gets reevaluated for this Carnegie One status. How close are you to doing that, and what did it take?
In terms of how close we are to doing it, last time that the designation was made, we missed the cut by 6 spots. So we were remarkably close, actually the closest in our history. We've reevaluated consistently. We think that we'll make the cut. The university had aspired to be a Carnegie One research institution for decades, and we just had not made the kind of progress that we needed to make. So we sat down and actually talked with the folks that do the Carnegie designations, looked at the formula that they use, the areas of how they measure that kind of progress and that kind of impact, and we targeted those areas. At the heart of it was building infrastructure, raising money, and creating resources to support faculty. And that's why we've been able to make progress. That's why we came so close to the cut last time. That's why we think we'll make the cut this time. And hopefully, once we achieve it, the question will then will be, how do we sustain it?
And on the subject of sustainability, tuition has been pretty stable. There were only small increases in 4 of your last 7 years. How did you manage that?
Yeah, we've done it with a couple of ways. One, we've grown as a university, and we've grown with out-of-state students and improved our national footprint. So we've really expanded the national footprint for the university as a whole. Those students pay a little bit more, even without tuition increases. And then we've improved in our overall efficiency. University of Memphis is an incredibly lean operation. Those are things that offset the cost around tuition. And so we've leveraged those effectively. But again, the long-term challenge really is sustainability without having to increase tuition significantly.
Dr. Rudd, your job has quite a few political implications. Many may remember a couple of years ago when Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris tried to put pressure on you to raise the minimum wage on campus to $15 an hour. And I know that has finally happened. But how political is this job?
It's entirely political. I think these jobs at, any large public institution, they become political jobs, and the politics are part of the reality of the position. It is a little bit difficult and tricky to navigate it. I mean, the simple reality is with the $15 an hour issue, we have been committed to that for years. I mean, I did the first hourly wage increase my first year as president. And at the time that we did the final increase, we only had fewer than 100 individuals that were making less than $15 an hour. The issue for us, and what I said to the county mayor at the time, is we simply didn't want to do that on the backs of our students by increasing tuition. So we've done it, I think, in an efficient and methodical way that is sustainable over the long haul.
When you made your announcement that you were stepping down, a lot of people started looking at your resume and they were like, wait, he's been a great president. He's done so much for the university. You're on top of your game. Why are you stepping down now?
Ultimately, I think the universities really thrive on new ideas and new voices, in that you need to periodically reinvigorate an institution in order to maintain and sustain progress and continue that kind of trajectory. And as you know, higher education cycles. I was always told better to leave 5 years too early than 5 years too late. And then for me personally, I've got a limited amount of professional career left, and I'd like to return to the work that I do scientifically and to teaching and some of the things that are part of my professional identity as well.
Do you think your background in psychology has helped you as a university president?
Yeah, absolutely. These jobs are almost entirely about conflict. And so I have told people I keep a list of every crisis I've had to address since I became president. And over the course of the last 7 years, there have been 54.
54 crises. Wow.
54. And so I do that. I keep the list because they happen so often that you forget them.
What crisis is on the top of your list, and how do you feel like you handled it?
It's tough to rank which one is the most significant. You probably remember over the course of about the last 4 or 5 years, the national sexual assault issue that happened on college campuses was a very serious challenge for all college campuses. We had our own array of challenges here at the University of Memphis. And I would tell you that what came from that is that we more fully engaged the community, recognized the significance and breadth of the problem. And I don't know that we've ever had a more positive response. We've got students that are actively involved. They created options and alternatives for support and care for students. And those things are still in place today.
M. David Rudd is president of the University of Memphis. He'll be stepping down from those duties in May of 2022. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks.
This is WKNO News.